Are you feeling good about the prospects of settling this before there may be a work stoppage?
Well, obviously at this point, we're getting close to the scheduled deadline. We're still trying to remain hopeful about an agreement being reached. But certainly at the same time, we're being realistic that we might not have an agreement reached, and we are moving forward with plans to accommodate that situation.
And what are those plans?
Well, for one, the Port of Baltimore's public marine terminals, which are managed and owned by the Maryland Port Administration, will be open on Saturday. The access gates to the port's two busiest public marine terminals, the Seagirt Marine Terminal, which is the port's primary container terminal, and the Dundalk Marine Terminal, which is a mixed-use marine terminal that includes containers, cars, farm and construction machinery, and also break bulk and paper. Those access gates allowing trucks to come into the port will be open on Saturday, so trucks can either deliver or receive cargo.
If there is a strike, job action by labor, this isn't going to completely shut the port down, is it?
No, as of right now, what we're being told, and we're following this as much as everyone else in this industry, the Maryland Port Administration does not hire labor for the Port of Baltimore, and we are not at the negotiating table for this particular situation. So we're following this a little bit on the outside, but we're certainly staying in contact with both sides at the same time. What we've been told from the labor side is that containers will be the main focus of this situation. The Port of Baltimore is one of the most diverse ports in the United States. Not only do we handle containers here, but we are number one in the nation for cars. We're number one in the nation for farm and construction machinery, for imported paper. We obviously have a booming cruise business here, so there are a number of different commodities and focuses here at the port. And again, what we're being told is those other commodities will not be impacted by this work action. So if that holds true to form, then this port will actually be in better shape than other ports in the U.S. that are much more container-centric.
Only affect container removal and placement, correct?
Well, that's true. Now, there's another X factor in this, that there has been some discussion of a lockout of labor personnel by management. Now, if that situation happens, if there is a lockout, then all cargoes may be affected. So that would obviously mean a much greater impact on the Port of Baltimore if that lockout were to occur.
And let's talk about the cruise business. Is this going to affect that at all? Holiday time, and there probably are some cruises planned coming up.
Right. Well, we're again going at what we've been told, that cruises will not be impacted by this. Obviously, we have cruises year-round now at the Port of Baltimore, and the cruise business has really taken off. Last year, we set a record for the most passengers in 1 year at the port. This year, we are right near that passenger record of last year. So with year-round cruises and records being broken, it's been a real success story. But as of this point, no, cruises will not be impacted by this.
Final question I have, Richard, and I don't know if you have it at your fingertips or not, if this would happen, and I guess we just don't know yet because there is a push on to settle it. Have you any idea of what kind of financial losses we're looking at for the area?
A little bit hard to clarify that right now, but obviously the Port of Baltimore, Steve, is one of the key economic engines in the state of Maryland. There's no question about that. We have more than 14,000 direct jobs at this port. We also have over 100,000 jobs in Maryland that are linked to activities from the Port of Baltimore. So it's even two and three times removed from those direct jobs. So the impact, it could be great, depending on, obviously, there's a lot of gray area right now, but obviously depending on how long any particular work action lasts and what cargoes are affected. If it's just containers, which, again, it seems to be now, then the impact should be less. But obviously, if the cargoes go into, if the focus turns into other cargoes outside of containers, then the impact would be greater.